What's up, everyone? How's it going? Welcome back to the Pokemon Shelter. My name is Ryan. This week, I'm feeling a bit under the weather, so it'll probably be a shorter podcast, you know, in comparison to the normal podcast that we do put out. So I wanted to start off by saying that and apologize to you guys. But we still have a few things that I did want to speak on this week. Go ahead and get a podcast pushed out to you guys. The main thing is Shine and Fates obviously released 2 days ago at the time of recording this episode. Today's the 21st, it released on the 19th. And I haven't been to a lot of stores since its release. Last night I did go to Walmart, but I didn't see anything there at all. Like, no Pokemon product whatsoever. So I would imagine that if you didn't have any Shine and Fates pre-ordered, you're probably not going to be able to get any, which is kind of what we expected with the release and with Pokemon in general, because even when there's not a new release, you can't really find anything in stores, and with a set that's as hyped up and as anticipated as Shining Fates is, you're not really going to be able to find anything in stores. I did get my product in that I was allocated from my distributor. I've already shipped those orders out. I opened up an Elite Trainer box and one of the tins, I think it was the Bolton tin. And I managed to pull a decent cards out of it. I didn't get the shiny Charizard, if you're wondering if I got that, I didn't. But I did get the shiny Ditto VMAX, which I kind of wanted more than Charizard, honestly. Everyone's going crazy about the Charizard, but I was really excited for the shiny Ditto. But I have been seeing people on Marketplace, like Facebook Marketplace, selling the tins for $60 to $70, which is, you know, that's double retail. They retail for, I think, $29.99 a piece. So people are buying those for, you know, double retail currently, which, you know, if people are buying it, people are buying it, I guess. So I'm assuming people are going into Walmart, going into Target, going into every other place, buying everything at retail and getting double and triple their money for it. That's just the state of the market currently. I do feel as though the tins are the best deal in terms of Shining Fates, because it's $30. So you're getting, you know, six packs and you're getting a full art shiny promo card in those tins, which I feel is a good deal. So either way you go, you're spending about $5 per pack on Shining Fates is what I'm able to come up with so far, me personally. But yeah, Shining Fates just came out. Not a lot of people are able to get their hands on it unless you had it pre-ordered. We anticipated it. We knew it was going to happen. Okay, so next little bit of news that we have is the General Mills cereal has finally released their packages containing the Pokemon promotion that they've had going on. We've spoke about it a few times on the podcast here in the past, but General Mills, you know, the cereal company, they are doing a promotion with Pokemon currently. I think it's their Cinnamon Toast Crunch, their Trix, and the actual Pokemon Berry Blast cereal that has the cards in it currently, and you can find those at, you know, Walmart, you can find them at Food Lion, you can find them at other grocery stores that do carry General Mills. But I know that they're saying that, you know, the packs are finally released, the boxes are finally released, but I haven't seen any of those in stores either. Just where I live at, it's a very, you know, it's a very populated place, so anytime there's anything that a lot of people are after, it's a lot harder to find it here than it would be anywhere else. I think every pack that you get, so I think it's 3 cards per pack on the General Mills promotion, if I'm not mistaken. 3 cards per pack. Let me fact check that really quick. Just because I don't want to give you any wrong information. I'm unable to find anything currently, but I do think it's 3 cards. Which the cards are all reprints from Vivid Voltage and Darkness Ablaze. You have a Galarian Panita that is, it is exclusive to family size cereals. I have seen that. I think Leonhardt did a video on that because General Mills sent him a lot of the product that they have for the actual Pokemon promotion. And he had one of those cards. And I think he said it's in the family size cereal. So, like I said, all the cards are reprints from Vivid Voltage and Darkness Ablaze sets. I think every pack comes with a Pikachu holographic that is stamped with a 25th anniversary emblem, which that's the card that most people are going to be excited about. And if you're able to get it in every pack or every box, then, you know, I don't see these cards going for a lot of money. I don't see it being something that is going to be worth a lot in 10, 15 years. It'll still be cool to have a couple of packs, though, being that they do have the 25th anniversary stamp on it. But if every pack is coming with the Pikachu, and that's the card that everyone wants, that's the card that's most synonymous with Pokemon, I just don't see it being worth a lot. I could be wrong, but I don't really think that it will. I think I only want about one of these booster packs, at least, just to keep sealed, just because it is the 25th anniversary, and my goal for the 25th anniversary is to get one of every set, one of every pack that comes out, just so that it can remain on my shelf, remain on display, and it's something I can look back at, you know, years down the road, and, you know, it doesn't have to be worth anything, because to me, it's something that I'll enjoy looking at, and something that will mean something to me, and take me back to this year in general. Alright guys, so next up, this will most likely be the last thing that we speak of. Like I said, I'm sorry, I do feel under the weather. But there were a few things that I wanted to touch on this week. One being the Shining Fates release that we already touched on, the General Mills cereal. The last is a first edition booster box. I think Shadowless, but it broke the record for highest price sold on a booster box. If you don't count the $1 million that Logan Paul made from the one that he just auctioned the packs off in. So I'm going to pull up the article here. Let's see. It's on the Loadout website, theloadout.com. So it's Vintage Pokemon TCG Booster Box sells for a record-breaking $450,000. Now, if you guys recall a few episodes ago, I think two or three episodes ago, we spoke on one that sold for, was it $408,000? And that was just a few weeks ago. We'll call it a month ago, a month and a half ago. Not even that long. We'll say a month ago. So in a month, you've had it go from $408,000 to $450,000. So the article here says, Pokemania has well and truly been running wild in the Pokemon trading card game community for some months now. Ever since the invasion of cash flush influencers into the scene, including YouTube star Logan Paul and rapper Logic, the market has seen a huge uptick in demand for the already popular TCG. The game's most sought-after set, the 1999 base set, somehow still has mint, first edition, and even shadowless boxes out there despite going out of print 2 decades ago. These boxes have been going for ludicrous sums of money, well into the hundreds of thousands of dollars, with the lure of pulling the iconic Charizard a huge selling point. Now a new record has been set with an eye-watering $450,000 exchanging hands in return for a first edition Shadowless base set booster box. So yeah, like I said, this was a Shadowless base set booster box. $450,000. I don't know if the one that sold for $408,000 was Shadowless. I'm not too sure. But that's still insane, just the way that the market's changing, the increase in these, and not only the increase, but the rate at which it is increasing is truly remarkable. To have something that jumps up, you know, $50,000 in a month is unheard of. So Pokemon card broker to the stars, Michael the Pokeju Goldstein, yesterday took to, or is it Goldstein? I don't know, whatever. Sorry, but yesterday took the Instagram to announce that he had facilitated the sale of the box to German Fortnite content creator Lofty VTR and Standart Skill, according to the Pokeju. This is the single largest transaction for a sealed first edition base set booster box to date, shattering the previous record sale of $408,000. Again, that's the one from about a month ago. So his post here from Instagram. It says, "Today's a historical day in the world of Pokemon. Proud to announce that I have officially brokered and closed the new record-breaking sale for the rarest booster box in the entire Pokemon hobby. As of today, this first edition Shadowless base set booster box has sold for a new record-breaking sale of $450,000. This is the single largest transaction for a sealed first edition base set booster box to date, shattering the previous record sale of $408,000. The bar has been set. Extremely happy to be able to help make this deal happen. A lot of work has been put into this. I want to give a big congrats to everyone involved. Congrats to Yehuda and a few other ats that he mentioned here. Stay tuned for what's to come. Pokemon history has been made." Then it says, "With the imminent celebration of Pokemon's 25th anniversary, Logan Paul will be taking one of these iconic boxes and cracking it open in Pokemon Box Break on February 27th. Whether or not Lofty VTR and Standard Skill choose to do something similar with their own box or keep hold of it as an investment piece remains to be seen." That's what I would do. I wouldn't crack it, honestly. Even if you were to crack it and you look up and get $1 million like Logan Paul did for it, the rate at which it's increasing, that let's say it remains $50,000 per month increase, in no time it'll be worth more than, you know, $1 million. I don't know that it will maintain that speed or that rate of increase, but one can never know truly. It's a weird time for Pokemon, as I say every week. It's a market that you can't really predict currently. You know, vintage is going to go up, but how far up, we don't know. Will it get to a point in stall? We may never know. Guys, I think that's going to wrap it up for today. I am sorry for the short podcast, but like I said, there were a few things that I just wanted to speak on and get pushed out to you guys. Hope that you guys do still enjoy this podcast. If you would, please share it with your friends. Go give me a follow on Twitter at Pokemon_Shelter. On Instagram, follow me at @the_Pokemon_Shelter. And yeah, thank you so much, guys, for tuning in. Hopefully next week we'll be back to a longer podcast and I will be feeling better, hopefully. So thank you guys so much for listening. I look forward to seeing you next week.